This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 49 of BookCareers.com Live. This episode is being recorded just after the UK general election of 2019, and it covers the politics of inclusivity. We've discussed in previous episodes how important inclusivity is for book publishing. Yet one thing that has come across my desk since the UK general election was announced has been how political opinion can affect inclusivity. I don't mean that we have political aims to be inclusive, but how bringing your politics into the office can affect your colleagues and whether they feel included, part of the gang, or scared and isolated. This doesn't necessarily apply to publishers with a well-known political stance, but to the more general and academic trade publishing companies. I think we've all sat in editorial meetings where a book with an extreme political opinion has been discussed. And yes, it's nearly always been read by the colleague who you knew thought along those lines. Yet even so, we're all collaborative and supportive, whatever our views. However, we've got expert opinion in the office as to the worthiness and saleability of the proposed publication, and we use it. And once a book like that was accepted for publication, we all got fully behind it, whatever our views. Yet now, in this new age of politics, there is a huge tendency to mock someone who you know votes differently from you. I guess this is why we have a secret ballot. There is a feeling that people are not permitted to have opposing views from you. And if they are opposing views, you cut them out of your lives. I've got friends and clients across the majority of the political spectrum, yet social media for them has become a cesspool of hate and extremism on all sides. They've received messages of hate and have been unfriended, or read messages which said, "If you voted for these people, unfriend me now." And for one or two clients, this hatred has been brought into the office and it is affecting their working relationships with colleagues. Whatever happened to being able to agree to disagree? You've got your politics and I've got mine, shaking hands and moving on. Why does there have to be so much bitterness, anger, hate and isolation? Who is fueling this hatred and these divisions? And it can't only be because you have a different political opinion. We've all had different opinions since time and politics began. That is the beauty about the world, our individuality. Yet never before have these been met with such viciousness, anger, and bigotry from all sides. Most of us are open to political discourse and debate, but usually it is never taken personally, up until now. As publishers, we're all for free speech and the freedom of the press, and it isn't about suppressing or curtailing your opinions, but to remember to be respectful of others in the office on all levels, in particular those who have different political views to yourself. How can we overcome such division in our offices? Aside from the number one golden rule of never discussing politics or religion, understand that people come from all walks of life. We want inclusivity in publishing. We want people from all backgrounds, races, religions, social classes to come and work in our fantastic industry. So we need to be inclusive and welcoming to people on all levels, including their politics. It is best not to have political discourse in the office, but if you do have a political discussion in the office, listen to others, appreciate and understand that they have a different point of view to you. No amount of insult, shouting, or shaming is going to change their perspective or opinion. And if you are the only one talking, you're only hearing things that you already know. It is only when we listen to others that we hear things that we don't know. By all means, question somebody, but don't hold their political views against them in their workplace. Don't shame them, isolate them, or make their job difficult for them. And definitely don't be forced to switch suppliers because they voted a different way to you. In any discussion, know where to draw the line. This is usually before it gets heated, and always agree to disagree. You're not compromising yourself by doing so. If anything, you are being the bigger and more respectful person. And by doing this, you are being representative of an inclusive publisher. And we all want publishing to be inclusive. Be kind to each other. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.